You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry's percentages brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry is a Hall of Famer. We should point out that we're going to be at the Hall of Fame. The TSN 1050 Up Close and Unfiltered returns to the Hall of Fame September 24th. And tickets go on sale, only 150 tickets total. TSN1050.ca, 10 a.m. tomorrow. 10 a.m. tomorrow, TSN1050.ca.
Great.
And you get into the Hall of Fame, and Jerry's plaque is up there and everything. So,
yeah, awesome.
You can get pictures with Jerry, the whole nine. You guys ready to see what kind of statement he's got for us this week?
Yep.
Jerry's got a lot on his mind, and it's time for me to start expressing myself. First and foremost, to all the unsigned RFAs that are trying to f*** up the opening of my training camps, this clown show stops right now. Don't mess with Jerry, or you'll get the horns. The really, really small horn, if you know what I mean. Jerry packs the small horn. Secondly, Jerry's putting an embargo on Canadian teams competing for the Stanley Cup. And you can thank the Raptors and Andrescu for that. Sickens me to think a Canadian would ever hoist an American trophy. Won't happen on Jerry's watch.
Jerry is just...
This is something else.
That was a really weird opening statement.
He doesn't like the RFAs. You fight the bull, you get the horn.
Yeah, there was a lot of cliches.
That's where he was going, I think, with that, but he really took a sharp left turn.
He just said some stuff he didn't, I don't know.
Yeah, did not really come off right for
anyway,
old Jerry, but
I'm
anyway.
I'm ready to toss out a percentage.
Okay, let's get to the hot takes.
So I hear through the grapevine, because Jerry never got the invite, that the O-Dog is getting married this weekend. Well, I predict at least one TSN employee will do something offside.
And you know what offside means. Watch out, people. You think... No, I... 0%. Like, what do you think? The quiz master is going to have two glasses of Chardonnay and...
Get in a fist fight? Yeah, he might.
No. No.
I'm thinking why. Something's going to happen here.
Well, I don't know the full guest list.
Yeah,
because that's
me neither.
The thing.
I know the groom works for TSN.
Yeah,
there's always that chance something's going to happen.
Well, you think I'm going to tell somebody off at my own wedding?
Well, what about the guy behind the glass and that nickname that he earned?
The grappler will be in attendance.
No, he'll be in full behavior.
Mullen will be in Oshawa mode.
Yeah, but that...
Walking out of the parking lot yesterday, I was walking in the car with Mullen. He just goes, I'm getting hammered, and just kept walking. Like, that's his plan at the wedding.
Of course.
So watch out.
When you work your ass off Monday to Friday, you get a hall pass. You are going after it.
But I think people are going to be under their best behavior.
I had to keep it under wraps, though. I had to make a cash bar. I couldn't go.
So it's a loony bar now?
If it's a cash bar, 100% someone's going offside.
Yeah. I couldn't even do that. I mean...
A lot of the large majority of weddings are probably cash bar. You go over to like Europe.
You didn't have a cash bar.
No, we had open season.
Open season, duck hunting season.
Gun it. But I'm going to say.
It, pin it, gun it.
5%. I got to leave the door open for something to happen. 5%.
I'm going 0. Nobody from this building will do anything stupid.
22%. Almost a 1 in 4 chance.
What about a speech? What if someone starts talking?
There is no speeches.
Yeah, but I'll get up and speak. Somebody's going to get up and speak.
All right, Jerry's on a speech happening. The fly.
I'm telling you, it's my wedding. There's no speeches. What, are you just going to grab the mic and start talking?
Chris Pronger did it at my wedding. Just went up and grabbed the mic. I'm like, what are you doing? made a speech.
So there you go. It's happened before.
Okay, go ahead. You guys want
to? I'm not saying I want to speak. I'm not talking.
I'm not going to get up there and speak.
But if there's a mic.
There is a mic, but nobody's
looking. I think Duffy.
And do you trust a guy
Duffy
like Gino? Like Gino Retta
Gino
could get into the red.
Right,
all of a sudden, he's going to make a speech about you. You know it.
Not happening. Duffy. No one is allowed to do a speech.
90%
Bobby
on a
Mack.
Speech.
Yeah, it could
90%.
Be.
Bobby Mack. There's no way Bob McKenzie's giving a speech.
No.
That is a 0% chance. But Gino, Duffy, Mullen, the grappler. The grappler. He might get up there and grapple with a microphone at the wedding.
That's true.
All right. Next hot take from Jerry.
Stick this in your pipe and smoke it, you losers. Mitch Marner will show up in Switzerland by the end of September. Go ahead to Switzerland, Mitchie. That's not a threat. Nobody gives a rat's ass if you go to Switzerland.
Go, like, what's in Switzerland? Like, what?
I guess a rink that he's going to skate at.
By the way, the Jets fired up on July 1st. Offer sheets are coming July 2nd. Switzerland, go ahead. I'm saying 0% because it makes zero sense. What are you going to go, practice in Switzerland?
He just can't stay around here.
Okay.
If he's not with the team, he can't stay around.
Go up to your cottage and practice with the Bracebridge Junior B team.
You, but Mark Masters will live up there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No, he won't. Nobody will.
I'm telling you, if Mitch Marner stays in this vicinity and is not in training camp and is spotted skating somewhere, it will be like those free agent frenzies where Gino was in the parking lot of Newport Sports when Brad Richards was signing. It will be all those people just camped out outside the rink watching Mitch skate with whoever. He's going to have to go somewhere if he's not with the Toronto Maple Leafs, if he wants to skate.
But Switzerland is an extreme option.
It is.
But the whole point of it is, if I'm not going to be playing and I'm not going to be paid, I got to go somewhere else and potentially play. I'm going to say 10% because Nylander was over there too, but Nylander never played. Nylander was in Sweden. I think he ended up in Austria or something like that. He was
bouncing with a midget team.
But he never
played.
Something
to do with his sister, I think. I think it was something to do. Like,
yeah,
training there, so he was by her.
But he never played. Mitch Marner's got too much at stake. He's not going over there to play.
Not at all.
And none of those teams believe that he actually wants to be there.
Yeah, so why the hell would you go there?
Well, I guess it's out there that that's a potential option.
Great, go ahead.
I don't know,
nobody cares.
I'll say 10%.
I'm 0%. He's not going there.
Yes,
if
0%.
He goes, do you think he like posts it on Instagram? He'd have to, right?
Go ahead. People are going to say, wow, you're in Switzerland, great. What do you think that's going to make somebody want to sign you more? No.
There are people that track every flight in and out of this town.
Our buddy at the airport will know.
Exactly.
Apparently he cornered LeBron.
had a conversation.
Yeah, he had a chat with LeBron.
What did he do again? He went on the loudspeaker and announced
Jerry. He was like, can Jerry come and check in?
Multiple times, too. He was up there doing an act.
Well, we were at the airport for 10 hours, weren't we?
Yeah, that was a tough day.
That was on the way to Vegas,
Vegas,
right?
Yeah, we're traveling to Vegas. Yeah, he sent me a note the other day. He cornered Ray Liotta. This guy, he's just cornering people at the airport. And I think he talks about the show. Like, Ray Liotta's probably like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's
Overdrive.
Awesome.
Can I leave now? I'm out of here.
Anyway, that's 2%. I'm 0 on both.
Sounds like Gino Malkin hates Phil Kessel almost as much as I hate Donald Fair. But now that Phil's golfing in Arizona, Malkin will score at least 90 points this season. Me and Donald Fair have had some good nights. Body slides for both.
I thought he hated
Donald Fair. They've had some discussions in places.
That took a turn pretty quickly. I like how he takes a jab at Phil. He's down there golfing like he's not going to play 82 games, which he will. Phil plays 82 every year. Assuming health in 82 games, I'm going to say 95% Gino hits 90 points. I expect a bounce back. This is one of the great players of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50%. 90 points is... He's no kid anymore.
He's done it, what, 10 times? He's 33?
He had 98 points 2 years ago. I think he can get 90.
I think he's going to have a big bounce back.
I am 97%.
Man, he had quite the interview. Like, he took it hard last year. He was like, that was all my fault. We sucked, and that was all my fault.
I respect him. I'm a big fan of his. I respect I respected what he said. Brian, you brought it up yesterday about how sometimes we forget guys out of their comfort zones, the language barrier, all of that. Like, I'm expecting a big thing out of him. Now,
he's too good of a player.
Yeah, he's too great of a player. But is Pittsburgh, you know, have they done enough here? Like, is, you know, to me, I still keep an eye on guys like Matt Murray. You know, he's been an up and down starter since Fleury left and had some issues.
No, they got to prove themselves.
You know, he had an off ice grieving. I believe his father passed. Like, he's had some stuff to go through, but you know, they rely on him and he makes money. So they got to sort it out.
Mm-hmm. Big time in Pitt.
This take sickens me to admit, but I have to go with it. Bianca Andreescu wins at least one major in 2020.
Bianca with some big news today. Drake reached out to her, which is not a good sign for future success.
She should have flushed that. The only thing he's a good luck charm is for the Raptors. Everything else, he just gives the kiss of death.
Yeah, generally it's a jinx. So I'm a little bit concerned about that.
One major in 2020? 100%. Difficult.
There's four tournaments we're talking about here.
I think she gets one.
Yeah, I could see one.
And I'm going to say right now, for an additional 100 points for Jerry's percentages, Wimbledon, she wins.
I'm going to say 20%. And I think that's too much. The women's game, it just... Every major, it's someone else. Like, you know, obviously we know Serena dominated for the longest time, but...
Or maybe it's Bianca's turn to just dominate. I'm going to go 14%.
It's tough. And you got four chances. Like, I think she'll win tournaments, but winning the Rogers Cup doesn't mean anything once you get to the Slam.
Yeah.
Getting through the first barrier is obviously big, and she's fifth in the world now. It's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, she's amazing.
But it's tough to win, man. It's very difficult. Shout out to Bianca Andreescu.
Yeah.
Only a joke of an operation like the NFL would allow this clown Antonio Brown to keep playing. But sadly, Jerry predicts he plays the remaining 15 games for the Pats.
Oh, man. How many times have we had a Jerry's about Antonio Brown? Will he show up in Oakland? Will he play 16 games in Oakland? Will he play for New England?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Because
I'm going to go 10%. It just seems like stuff keeps popping up. And God knows what could pile on after this mess.
Well, yeah, this serious mess that came out yesterday.
I hope this gets straightened out for all parties involved, including Antonio Brown. If he did do these things, let's get to the bottom of it. And if he didn't, let's also get to the bottom of it. Yeah. But it just seems like this is never ending.
Well, and he can miss games by Goodell putting him on the commissioner's exempt list. You don't have to be guilty in the court of law in a civil suit or whatever. That's totally up to Goodell. He can just say, you know what? You're bad for business right now. You're not playing. That appears to be a possibility at this point.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to say 15% that he plays all 15 games.
I'm 10.
I'm 6%. I don't see it. He quit on his team.
Dude, that's another thing. He could just quit on the Patriots.
God knows what he could do.
Yeah, right. Complete wild card right now. And now, you know, his bank account was in shambles. Now his personal life is obviously dealing with some very heavy allegations.
Yeah, disaster.
And he's going to fight it, and he's entitled to that fight. He's allowed to defend himself in due process, but we'll see.